This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dr. Oney Daniel, Vice President of Data and Analytics Strategy at Highmark Health. Dr. Daniel, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, I'm looking forward to talking with you deeper about what you're doing at Highmark Health right now and how you're thinking about the future. I think you're such a fascinating organization and certainly a lot to learn from what you're doing in how you're growing and developing with the community. But before we dive into my questions, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Yeah, sure thing. So I'm Onyechi Daniel. You can call me Onyi. Again, Vice President of Data and Analytics Strategy and Partnership at Highmark. I've been at Highmark for almost 3 years now, and some of my areas of accountability are data and AI governance, data and analytics strategy development, DNA product commercialization. I also have accountability for people analytics and data and analytics business operations. And then one other interesting area that I absolutely love in this role is data and analytics research and strategic partnerships. So some of our strategic partnerships with academic institutions really focusing on data and analytics and AI capabilities that may not necessarily be part of an existing business need, but things that we need to consider or should be on our radar to kind of push the boundaries on innovation and how we can really start to deliver some value in the future. And so I think it's a really great investment area for the organization. So that's kind of backgrounds on you know, my accountabilities at Highmark. Prior to that, I was at HCSC, leading data and analytics strategy. So been in the payer space, been on the healthcare, the hospital side, been also on the vendor side, and just really love healthcare. So
that's amazing to hear. And what a great holistic view of all aspects of the healthcare system. And now, being at Highmark, I can imagine you can really exercise that experience to deliver better care to the community. Now, I'm wondering, can you tell me about your most successful project from the last year or two? What did you do and how did you measure the results?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that one of the most successful projects that I've worked on has been kind of operationalizing AI governance for the enterprise. And that was a huge effort. I think, you know, we've always had a pretty robust data and AI ethics strategy. And it's been something that we've kind of been doing for a while. But given all of the kind of the explosion of generative AI in 2023 and just kind of this new excitement over what's possible in the space, along with just the sheer volume of legislative and regulatory activities. Even in 2023, I think there were over like 65 regulatory activities or actions that were taken related to AI. It was just really important to get ahead of what we would anticipate as some of the requirements around evaluating and assessing risk, making sure that there was accountability and traceability for the AI that's deployed at Highmark. Making sure that the enterprise itself was well positioned to handle discussions and adjudication of AI use cases and submissions in a way that is trustworthy and that's stable and that is kind of, you know, that having that strong infrastructure in place, and then codifying everything, making sure we have a robust AI policy, so many different components that required really strong partnerships with our information security teams, of course, data and analytics, legal, privacy, social determinants of health, diversity, equity, and inclusion, our product areas. I mean, just having, you know, needing all of those areas to really lean in, just the cross-functional nature of it, I think was one of our most successful projects or initiatives from 2023. And it continues to be a strong program. So I think that's probably one of the most successful initiatives over the last year.
That's awesome to hear. And, you know, really very timely when you talk about and think through how much AI has evolved and really what Gen AI can mean for the healthcare system. When you're thinking through these very high level and very important aspects of implementing AI, thinking about the regulations and how you can very mindfully incorporate into it into what you're doing at Highmark. Who's part of those discussions, and how do you really make sure that you've got a strong backbone to lean on? I know that's something that you mentioned, is having that kind of expertise and being able to call upon people to make sure you're doing things the right way. How do you really gather that as an institution?
Yeah, well, I mean, Highmark has a really strong perspective. Our living out strategy, we are very focused on making sure that we, kind of reinventing the healthcare experience, really delighting our members and patients, our customers. And so that's always going to be the North Star, especially as a blended health organization. And I think because the entire organization is totally bought in on that North Star, I think folks are just more receptive to strong cross-functional collaboration on something as important as, AI governance and AI innovation. And so, we always say we don't necessarily want governance to drive the pace of the business. And so it does require those strong relationships and cross-functional collaboration. And so the people that we have at the table that are making a decision, we have, an actual voting body, come from across the organization. So NGEN, which is our kind of IT technology organization. I mentioned our Chief Data Analytics Officer, of course, our Chief Information Security Officer, Chief Legal Officer, Chief Privacy Officer, Chief HR Officer, our Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer, our Senior Vice President for Social Determinants of Health. We also have our Chief Risk Officer. They're all sitting at the table and discussing, adjudicating, and making decisions and voting on all of the ethical and large strategic issues around data, the use of AI for Highmark Health. And because they're all committed and they put in the time and they're committed, we are able to make decisions as an organization that can then proliferate through operations. And so we were very intentional when setting up the kind of impetus for that group to say, here's the imperative. You're going to weigh in on these types of issues, and this is going to be a voting body. And because that group was already kind of used to that structure and used to having those discussions, even when Gen AI came onto the scene, we were able to strategically kind of get a head start in terms of, being able to start thinking through use cases and like kind of, looking at, how do we source use cases and getting them through the pipeline and adjudicating them. It gave us confidence to move relatively quickly. And so ultimately, I think one of the larger lessons here is when you invest in the foundational capabilities and the foundational structure, it enables that innovation and it enables you to move faster as opposed to like, if we just kind of rushed in and, did not invest in that infrastructure, then we'd have a lot more downstream issues in terms of, data leakage and confidence in moving forward with use cases, especially with the increased risks associated with generative AI.
That's such a good point. Thank you so much for going through all that with us. Now, looking ahead, what are your top priorities for the next 12 months or so?
So we have several key priorities. I mean, I think primarily just being very customer focused, making sure that we're able to deliver care in a way that is, that optimizes our customer experience and engagement, really making sure that our customers are empowered. Our living health strategy has, it continues to evolve, but it's really an anchor for the organization. And so a lot of the work that we do is centered on, around that. We're also, making sure that we have that community presence. I mean, ultimately, everything that we do, we need to have that community relationship, that community presence. So, we're really focused on, building those relationships in some of our newer markets that we've entered into. And then just making sure that we are from a technology perspective, that we're making the right investments so that we are building the company, the organization of the future. And that means investing in our people, making sure that we are fully aware of, kind of the capabilities that we need in the future, and adjusting our teams and making sure that we're, either upskilling, training or providing the resources for teams to really stretch and engage in some of those future state capabilities so that they can be future ready. And, you know, things just move so fast. And so we have a really keen interest in making sure our teams are prepared to operate kind of in that future state. And that's been a real area of focus. And it'll be an increasing area of focus in the coming year. So.
Absolutely. That's amazing to hear. And definitely, you know, having that eye of where things are headed, where healthcare is headed, but then being able to strengthen those relationships within the community. And I love how you put it, being very consumer focused. Is there any, I guess, trends that you're seeing that's driving the consumer demand or the way that you're thinking about how you want to deliver a different or better consumer experience?
Well, you know, I think one thing that I've seen over the past year, which is a really positive development, is, you know, the way the dynamic between like the large healthcare organization and the community, you just have to have an element of kind of humility when engaging with the community, because it's really important to make sure that the voice, you know, that the community's voice is amplified. And so we're not doing activities to, but we are partnering with and learning from. And so I think I've seen that, you know, not just at Highmark, but across other organizations, and it kind of going back to what are some of the benefits of like getting together with other healthcare leaders and, you know, other leaders in this space to really kind of make that paradigm shift so that the interventions that are recommended and the things that we do are fully aligned with what our consumers actually need, and not just kind of what we think is best. And so I'm starting to see that shift, which is really exciting. And I think it's a significant step towards building trust in an increasingly, you know, volatile environment. And that, you know, that trust is so important. And so that's been encouraging for me.
That's great to hear. And I love it. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, before we wrap up here, how do you anticipate your role and teams will change over the next few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, sometimes when there's a lot of change happening, we can just be, you know, you could spend time just trying to get your bearings. But one of the principles is you always have to be thinking about the future state, even in current volatile circumstances. And so I think there needs to be, and it's something that we're already considering, an emphasis on, you know, enhancing the competencies of your existing team and making sure that the teams have increasing range. And so the days of like very siloed roles where you kind of just do one thing and one thing only, those are eventually going to have to phase out over time. We need to be investing in the skills and competencies that, you know, can produce some range across larger chunks of the organization. And what that does is it helps individuals kind of with more experience be able to move and navigate through organizations, but it also prepares us for the future. And so really investing in exploring what the capabilities and competencies, you know, those that are going to be important in the coming years, and then saying how best do we get our teams engaged or trained or upskilled to be able to, you know, become well-versed in those capabilities and competencies is going to be important. And one big thing that you've probably heard a million times by now, and I'm just going to commit the sin of saying it again, is that our like team members, like AI will not replace the team members, but team members that are well-versed in AI will replace the team members that are not. And so we really have to like take that, you know, seriously, because I do think that that is going to be the case. So.
Absolutely. It definitely bears repeating. I think, especially in thinking through how quickly everything is moving with AI, and certainly having that human element behind it and being able to leverage that within the workforce, within any kind of mission-driven organization, it seems like such a powerful tool and way to move forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dr. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a fascinating discussion, certainly talking through so many different things that you're doing at Highmark and how you're thinking about AI and then the community relationships piece of it too, which is fascinating. I appreciate your time here and looking forward to seeing you in April at our payer roundtable.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been a great conversation.